It's time for the Monday morning wake-up call. The State Department of Transportation is warning drivers to watch out for deer this June. And while we may be more ready to see them in the fall, my guest says the risk is high now that we might literally run into them in June. My guest is David Pabst. He's director of the Bureau of Traffic Safety at the Wisconsin State Patrol. David, thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, David. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
That was me. That was all me. So why is June sort of a bad month for car collisions with the deer?
Deer activity increases in June due to the activity of the deer themselves. They're dropping their fawns and looking for a place to give birth, and then the young deer that were born last year are separating, and they're inexperienced in dealing with traffic and roads and whatnot, and so there's just increased activity, and of course, drivers aren't necessarily thinking about deer at this time of year. They're thinking about the picnic they're going to or what other sport activity they may be attending and just not thinking about deer being on the road.
Mm-hmm. How many, how frequently are we seeing car collisions during this time?
Well, this time is really kind of peaks in June here. The actual crash rates are quite high. In fact, on an annual basis, last year we saw 18,313 deer being hit by vehicles, and those are just the ones that are reported. During this time of year, of course, you have to be really careful because everyone's speeds are up, and when you're driving, you just really have to be careful and be very, very watchful.
What time of day should we be most alert?
Well, deer can be seen any time of the day, but especially during the morning and the evening hours. They're very active because of their feeding patterns, and it's harder to see them at dusk and at dawn.
And how can we make sure that we see them before they're in our way? I mean, they can tend to dart out from the tall grass there.
Sure. Well, if it's at night, of course, you always got to make sure you're using your lights and whatnot, but just make sure you're always scanning the horizon and looking for them. They, right now, this time of year, they're kind of a really bright orangish color. Their hides are very, very bright, and you can see them. But part of it is context. You're not looking for them. So just be aware. You've got to slow your vehicle down so it gives you more reaction time. Certainly don't speed. And then eliminate distractions. We don't want to be, you know, using our cell phones and texting and whatnot. We definitely can't be doing that since that's illegal in and of itself. But it just does not give you an advantage when you're trying to avoid deer. So you just need to slow down and always wear a seatbelt in case a crash can't be avoided.
Mm. If we see them waiting along the highway there, and often we do, what's the best approach to take? My instinct might be to slow down in case they run, but should I assume that with a speeding vehicle coming by that they'll turn away and frolic toward the safe haven of the field nearby?
No, you can't ever assume that they're going to do that. Always assume they're going to cross your path, so always slow down as much as you can. You can slow down in really minimize the impact if there is one. So just always slow down and don't swerve, because if you swerve and they're coming across, you could end up, you know, leaving the roadway and having a worse crash than hitting a deer. The only exception to that is if you're a motorcyclist. Of course, June in the summer months, very busy with motorcyclists. If they see a deer, they also need to slow down, but they may have to actually swerve, because hitting a deer on a motorcycle is generally fatal for the operator or a passenger. Mm-hmm. Last year, motorcycles were involved in 6 of the 8 fatal deer versus vehicle crashes we had in 2013.
Oh, wow. Any special advice? You talked about some nighttime driving. What else would you recommend as we're driving along in the dark?
Well, just, you know, be alert. Use your high beams when you can. When there's, you know, you're less than 500 feet from another vehicle, you have to put them on dim. But otherwise, use your high beams and just pay attention, you know, scanning the horizon. If you do see a deer in your headlights, slow down, and if you see one deer, expect to see another and maybe even one after that, because they kind of run around in groups. Again, don't swerve. It can cause you to lose control and have a worse crash than just hitting the deer.
So let's say I have the unfortunate incident of hitting a deer. What do I do?
Well, the best thing to do is get your vehicle off the roadway. Do not try to get out of the vehicle and move the deer. Number one, it may still be alive, and the hooves are very sharp, and they can, you know, cut you and be very violent with their feet trying to get up and move out of the way. But also, you put yourself in danger of other vehicles striking you. So the best thing is always to get your vehicle off as far as you can, put the flashers on, of course, and then call 911. You know, some people don't want to call 911 when they hit a deer because they don't think it's an emergency. Well, if there's a deer in the middle of the road and your vehicle is disabled, it is an emergency, and feel free to use 911. Mm-hmm. So, but I can't emphasize enough, you have to stay in your vehicle.
Our producer, Robin Cherry, was in a car that hit a deer just recently, actually, and the deer was unfortunately killed, but she had a fawn standing on the side of the road that got us wondering, what happens to the fawn when the mother is tragically killed?
Well, if the fawn is, you know, I don't know the age of the fawn, and I really don't want to say what's going to happen with that deer. It may not survive. Mm-hmm. That's the normal way nature takes care of itself. But it could hook up with another, doe and fawn group. You just never know. That's kind of a question for the DNR, I think.
I suppose, yeah. Well, and a lot of people, you know, worry about animal welfare in these cases. Any last words of traffic safety advice as we head out on the summer road trips this month?
Well, just always be prepared. Call ahead. We have a wonderful system called 511 where you can find out about road conditions and traffic. And just remember to wear your seatbelt every trip, every time.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was David Pabst. He is director of the Bureau of Traffic Safety at the Wisconsin State Patrol, issuing our Monday morning wake-up call that we'll be seeing more deer on the road this June, and we should watch out for them as we hit the highway. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing the hour and Christy Taylor for on-air production. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Joy Cardine. More still to come here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.